October 16, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Key to the Master's Orders. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Matthew 9:38. The key to the missionary problem is in the hand of God, and that key is prayer, not work. That is, not work as the word is popularly understood today, because that may mean the evasion of concentration on God. The key to the missionary problem is not the key of common sense, nor the medical key, nor the key of civilization, or education, or even evangelization. The key is prayer. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest. Naturally, prayer is not practical. It is absurd. We have to realize that prayer is stupid from the ordinary common sense point of view. There are no nations in Jesus Christ's outlook but the world. How many of us pray without respect of persons and with respect to only one person, Jesus Christ? He owns the harvest that is produced by distress and conviction of sin. And this is the harvest we have to pray that laborers may be thrust out to reap. We are taken up with active work while people all around are ripe to harvest. And we do not reap one of them, but waste our Lord's time in over-energized activities. Suppose the crisis comes in your father's life, in your brother's life. Are you there as a laborer to reap the harvest for Jesus Christ? Oh, but I have a special work to do. No Christian has a special work to do. A Christian is called to be Jesus Christ's own, one who is not above his master, one who does not dictate to Jesus Christ what he intends to do. Our Lord calls to no special work. He calls to himself. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, and he will engineer circumstances and thrust you out. That's the end of Oswald's text. But harvest, as we have understood it generally, is something we must go reap, and we must purpose to do so, and determine where to do so, and when to do so. And yet, according to this particular devotion, that has nothing to do with the reality of what Christ has called us to do. He has only called us to be intimate with himself. God has not called us to a specific country or a specific city or a specific people group. He has called us to himself. Now, in that calling, when we are with him and intimate with him and up close and personal with him, he will use us to reap a harvest wherever we may stand. And he may, in the course of time and a series of circumstances in our lives, actually bring us to a foreign country, a foreign city, or even a local country or local city. And wherever he brings us to in the process of our remaining intimate with him, we will do the same thing as any other place on the globe. And that is continue to be consistently and constantly only focused always on him. He will then be able to use us to touch the lives with his own salvation.